Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Blacksmith. Here with us in studio on Leaders Portfolio is the CEO, president, and co-owner of Affinity Labs, Mr. Philippe Chaitreat. Welcome, Philippe, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Now, Affinity Lab is a business co-work venture in Washington, D.C. Explain what you do for entrepreneurs, small businesses, nonprofits.
Sure. So Affinity Lab is it's an entrepreneurial community, first and foremost, and then we're also a shared office space. So what we do is provide a collaborative culture, business tools, and a managed infrastructure to anybody looking to launch their dream business in an effective, affordable, and creative place. So I'm not sure if that makes sense to all your listeners, because it's kind of hard to believe it without seeing it.
So basically, it's an office with realtors, artists, small businesses who are starting up, or they have a couple employees, and you provide a collaborative space and everybody, affordable. So people can start up a business very quickly without the office overhead, printing,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
And then they can also share clients.
So starting a business can be an incredibly lonely process. And once you get started, you kind of realize you signed yourself up for a million things you didn't want to do. And there is a very specific thing you probably did want to do, like launch your product or save the children or whatever it is. And, you know, then you find yourself in an office and you took out a lease and it's a greater risk than you're willing to take, because who knows if you're going to be around in 6 months, and you're calling Verizon every day and you're alone because you're starting off by yourself and you're the one with that dream. So we want to pave the road a little bit for you. Take all that operational stuff kind of out of your way, so you're focusing on your mission, but then also introduce you to everybody else who's trying to live the same lifestyle that you are, and let you guys connect on a peer level. Filing different files with the district government or whatever it is, but then also connect on a business level. So you're launching your tech startup, you're in a room full of software developers, graphic designers, accountants, consultants, and these guys become your friends. So it's the best network of people to work with for you.
And have people shared clients? Has that happened?
Totally.
And that happens a lot.
So we believe in this thing called co-opetition. So, for example, let's say you've got, we've got at least 5 graphic designers working out of the lab. What's amazing is that they each kind of realize each other's strengths. And so what happens all the time is they'll be like, you know what, I'm amazing at logos, you're great at layout, let's go pitch a bigger client together, get a bigger contract, and split it. Or, somebody will be inundated with tons of work, and they'll say, hey, Mark, why don't you take on this project for me, because I trust you and know that you do a good job.
Now, you're in a business of a lot of startups who have struggle because they, think they're going to succeed quicker than they do, right? I mean, there's exceptions. There's people who start very quickly and it happens. Do you have a high or non-payment rate?
A higher
non-payment of rental office space with all these startups who think they're going to have revenues quicker.
So people like kind of defaulting on
us? Is more so than if you had all clients who were established businesses.
That's interesting. Never really thought about it. And maybe that's a good thing that I never had to think about it.
Because that would have been my...
I think we've done a really good job of developing a really great culture. And everybody who steps into the lab kind of realizes is that there's something really special going on here. And no one really wants to ruin it for everybody else. So the great thing about every lab member, they're on a mission. And, you know, by all means, they do not want to step into anybody else's way. So people really respect what we do. And they're, you know, very honest with us. And they're honest with each other. And that's what makes it work.
And the story for Affinity Lab, and we are speaking with Philippe Chaitreat, is that there's some owners of Affinity Lab. At some point, you have a master's, an MBA in entrepreneurship from Babson College, and you were CEO of a media development company in New York City. And at some point, the owners pulled you over and said, he's got experience in entrepreneurship, and you became a co-owner as well. And you won first place $100,000 business plan competition from the Washington, D.C. Economic Partnership. And you would say that was a real impetus for helping you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I met Charles and Barrett about 3 years ago, and these guys were just, you know, great minds, great thinkers, just had such an innovative approach to how corporate culture should be. And I think a lot of the lab is about balancing kind of idea and action. And these guys had a great idea, and I think they wanted someone who could help with the action side of things. So I had, you know, fresh out of an MBA, wanting to do a spreadsheet for almost anything. And I think they were really interested in seeing how they could make this thing grow. So they pulled me in, and we started working together. And, you know, in the last 3 years, we've done some amazing things. We've grown to twice our size. We've serviced twice as many businesses, and we're helping people launch their dream. And that's what feels really great.
So two questions on that. How far off the spreadsheet did you go? Meaning, did you know, in college, they teach you to do the spreadsheet, right? And then you actually get out there and do it, and your line items are all out of whack, right? When you're actually an entrepreneur.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you always create the hockey stick and say, you know, we're going to grow 100% every day. You know, and if you didn't believe that, you wouldn't be doing it anyway. So it's a little bit of you do it for yourself. And yeah, you make projections and whatever. Your mission is what's really important to you. And so a spreadsheet revealing that it's going to be an extremely profitable business or that it's going to sink is not going to stop you. Yeah. You believe in what you're doing.
And what did you learn being at the number one college for entrepreneurship in 2010, according to Entrepreneur Magazine? That's where you got your MBA in entrepreneurship. What principles did they teach you that were useful in now running ventures?
That's a good question. You know, I think in general, MBAs kind of teach you all the things to be afraid of when starting your business, you know? And it's really funny because before you start your first business, you probably have no idea of like your risk portfolio. You have no idea how much you're willing to take on. And you don't realize it until someone says, wow, you just took on a great risk. And you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
So MBAs kind of teach you what to be afraid of. And so it's kind of, they can kind of hurt you as an entrepreneur. But to me, it was an incredible experience. I got the language that I needed to kind of succeed in this world. My background was actually as a filmmaker, and I had kind of accidentally stumbled into starting a media production company. And I had this weird, you know, awakening where I was like, oh, crap, I think I just started a business. But I learned a lot through doing that. And one thing I learned was, you know, if I had known from the onset that this was going to be a business and I was going to need to support myself doing this, there were things I needed to know. So my two options were either let's start another business and do it right from the beginning, or let's see what Babson has to offer. Luckily, I got into Babson and went, spent 2 great years there, got the tools. You know, I think I got the skill sets I really needed. And it's been great applying them to what I do now.
Excellent, excellent. And getting back to Affinity Lab, you have space on U Street and also in Adams Morgan? Is there one space now?
So about a year ago. So our mission really is to create this incredibly powerful community of entrepreneurs. We had opened up a second space, and what we saw is we'd kind of created two pretty good communities where we used to have one amazing one, and it seemed unfair that some businesses in one community didn't get access to the other ones. So what we decided to do is consolidate the labs and bring everybody down to our newer space. And ever since, we've just been this amazing, great group of people again, and you feel this hum in the air, and people are really getting work done, and it looks great.
So that was a good decision to do.
Oh, totally, totally.
And when you did this new space, do you as a leader worry about having too many realtors or too much from the artistic community and the scientific community is avoiding you, or the web community is avoiding you? I mean, is that, do you kind of accept spaces based on I really want to represent all, or that's not part of your decision?
In my mind, the more diverse our member base is, the better. And to be totally honest, I'm not curating businesses or business models. I'm curating people. And so we are looking for a certain type of person. A, someone who understands the power of working in a collaborative space. B, people who are creators, who understand that they're kind of dreaming up and creating their own life. And see people who aren't afraid to take risks. You know, I think every lab member really understands that great innovation comes out of failure, doesn't come out of success.
And have you failed at anything?
Have I? Mm-hmm. Daily. Sure. You know, I think we've made tons of mistakes along the way, but those are really your learning opportunities, and that's where you, those are your growth spurts, you know, right after. You're at the bottom of the U, and then you just climb right back up. You know, we've made, I've made bad decisions in letting people slip through my fingers who should have been around. You know, sometimes you really want to communicate as effectively and as you can, and sometimes you don't. And so I think you make mistakes every day, but those are the best parts of your day.
Do you find that you have certain weaknesses as a leader and you keep making mistakes in those weaknesses? Or would you say you kind of overall make mistakes in every area at once at some point?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think my sort of leadership style, I generally think the people around me are smarter than I am. And I look to put smarter people around me. And really what I think my job is to make sure that they're living up to their greatest potential. So sometimes I think that these people sometimes want to look to me for direction. And I'm looking right back at them saying, no, you're way smarter than I am. You tell me what we should be doing. And that's a weakness, you know. You need to stand strong. You need to be kind of the flagpole sometimes.
And having three co-owners, is that tricky? Balancing opinions and, you know, deciding when to spend more money or to take profits in or et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, it's a total blessing, and sometimes it can be a curse. We are each individually, you know, really strong in certain areas, and we each have our weaknesses. So in some ways, we really balance each other out. And for the most part, we're really great. I think we all put the lab in front of our personalities. And so as long as we feel like we're doing the right thing for our business, we usually can make decisions pretty well. But there is ultimately somebody who makes the ultimate decision.
Excellent. We're speaking with Philippe Chatrit. We'll be back after this, all on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We'll return.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com. leadersportfolio.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
We're back in studio, in Leaders Portfolio studio, with Philippe Chatrit. He's the CEO, president, co-owner of Affinity Lab. And he's here with us. And in just a little bit, I'm going to talk about the Leaders Portfolio Awards. This will be our first announcement for the Leaders Portfolio Awards for 2011. And we look forward to as many companies applying this year as they did last year and more some. And it's great to create a competitive leadership environment for leadership. And what an appropriate time to talk about leadership and ethics in our society right now. So in studio with us right now is Philippe Chatrit. And I want to thank the sponsors of leadership: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We always appreciate businesses who care about giving back. In studio, Philippe Chatrit, CEO, president, and co-owner of Affinity Lab. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here with us. Now, I've got a Forbes business quote for you, Philippe. This is from Andrew Carnegie. "It marks a big step in a man's development when he comes to realize that other men can be called in to help him do a better job than he can do alone." Thoughts?
That's great. You know, I think I actually was very fortunate to learn that when I was 23, I think, when I started my first business. And man, I was trying to do everything by myself, and that's just impossible. And then you bring in more people, and when you realize you can bring in smarter people and that there are a lot other smarter people out there, you just become way more powerful. And, you know, actually my background was in filmmaking, and it takes hundreds of people to make a movie, and everyone's important. And, one of the greatest lessons I've learned is just hire smarter.
And do you still get to do filmmaking?
Not so much. You know, I kind of gave that up. And, you know, one thing I realized about what I love to do is just build. And for a time, that was filmmaking. And now I have a great time building businesses and helping other people build businesses.
And plus filmmaking, the technology changes so much. It's a hard field to stay. You know, I mean, the concept's the same.
It's a crazy lifestyle, and that's a hard lifestyle to keep up.
Yeah, although entrepreneurialism, which you picked, is not a crazy lifestyle.
yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I am prone to this lifestyle.
You picked the same lifestyle in a different... what do you think leaders... what do you think leaders do that non-leaders don't?
I think the most important part about being a good leader is kind of building up the people around you. You're kind of like, you're the silent captain. You're the quiet coach. You're the guy who, what you're supposed to do is make everybody around you feel as productive and powerful as they can be. You know, you take the backseat to everything else. And maybe that's one of the differences.
And so there's kind of this service component when you're a leader.
Oh, totally. You're there to build other people, and you know, you're not there to build yourself anymore.
Now, when a normal entrepreneur, tongue twister, when they go on vacation, they can get away from it, but they still feel responsible for something. Whereas an employee, you don't necessarily always feel responsible for something. You know, maybe you do for a certain project or a certain client, but it's not 7 days a week. Do you find that's true for you?
What's a vacation? you never get away, you know, and it's always on your mind. And you always walk away telling somebody, you got my cell phone number. If you need me at any point, give me a call. It's like walking away from your children. You know, they're always on your mind. You can't really walk away from them. But that's the lifestyle you've chosen for yourself, and there's pros and cons to it, and it's an adventure every day.
And when you work with all these different entrepreneurs in Affinity Lab, do you work with them to develop them as entrepreneurs individually, or are you kind of so involved in operations that you get classes and seminars for them, and then those people can develop them?
Right. A lot of people want to call us an incubator. I think we closely resemble an incubator, but I really consider it more of a passive incubator. It's never going to be my job to tell you what to do, how to run your business. You are an expert at what you're doing. What I think is my job is to connect you to people who can help you get there. And I do that by really just fostering this great community of people. You want to come to me and talk to me about something, I'm happy to share with you my experiences. I don't think I'm right. I just hope you can draw a little piece of information from what I've shared.
How often does a business, I don't know how, I think you take somebody in your lab if they have up to four employees or so, maybe a little bit bigger. But how often does a business grow out of your space? Has that happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, in the last 10 years, we've helped launch 130 businesses, and 83% of them are still in business today.
Wow. That's a great stat for your...
Thank you very much. We currently have 50 businesses, and typically what happens is half the lab is going to be service providers. That's graphic designers, software developers, consultants, whose mission is really to do what they love. You know, they love graphic design, and that's what they're going to do forever. The other half of the lab is two sides, nonprofits and pure startups. That half, it's built into their mission to scale, to grow. So what happens is the service providers tend to stay for indefinitely. You know, I've got members who've been there 7 years because the really only alternative is to go back to Starbucks. But the startups and the nonprofits, their mission is to be 1,000 employees as fast as possible. So they stay 1 to 3 years typically, but it creates this great, you know, little circle of life that happens at the lab because the service providers have been there forever. They know the culture. They know how it works. The other half, they cycle every couple of years. So they come in and you create this little economy where the service providers help the new guys and the new guys provide business for the service providers.
So you guys, and was this, did you envision this or did it happen this way?
We've always envisioned people helping each other. Okay. That's our core. What we couldn't predict was how nicely this little economy was going to develop.
Excellent. Well, Philippe, I want to say thank you for being with us here on Leaders Portfolio today.
It's been a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. And best of luck growing and keeping that 83% rate up.
Thanks.
It's going to get harder and harder to keep up.
To be honest, it's been increasing every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And was that one of the first things you did? You came in and measured that?
We keep our eye on that number.
Okay.
Very closely.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for appearing.
Thanks so much.
Philippe Chatrit, his audiocast is available at leadersportfolio.com. That's leadersportfolio.com. And of course, there'll be a link to Affinity Lab as well and a bio of his background, all at leadersportfolio.com. And we appreciate having him in studio with us today. Well, I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I am really excited to announce the 2011 Leaders Portfolio Awards. We did this last year, and I'll give you a little background on this. We launched these awards because of a couple reasons. One, we really believe in leadership. We believe, just look around at what happened in our country when there was an exposure of a partial failure of ethics and leadership. And so, our economy goes into a tailspin. It's one of the reasons for that. And so, it's nice timing in that we are talking about this on air. It's something that I've studied for, a decade at an Ivy institution, and we believe in it. Also, we were receiving so much feedback from different guests we had on air who wanted to recommend a guest, or you, the listener, who said to us, hey, can you... interview this guy, he'd be great, and all these things, or I've got a client who'd be awesome. And so we said, you know what, let's do an outlet for businesses in the DC area, Baltimore, Northern Virginia, et cetera, where they can recommend other businesses or business leaders who they think have been exceptional in leadership. Also, you can self-nominate, but the 2011 Leaders Portfolio Awards start right now. We're really excited to be accepting nominations for them and applications starting right now. You can find the information on our website at leadersportfolio.com. That's leadersportfolio.com. And what will happen is you either can send in a nomination form for a client that you respect, maybe even an employee you have for rising business leader category, or you think you've really, done a great job as a leader, well, then just apply. Don't even, bypass the nomination stage. And then what we do is we send them out to judges including some of our show staff who have leadership expertise. So, of course, you know already I'll be one of the judges. And then we will review the applications and pick a winner, as we did last year for each of the different categories. So let me tell you again the 2011 Leaders Portfolio Award categories will be: 1, Business Leader of the Year, up to 50 employees. Last year, Adam Pattisall, founder and CEO of Increditech, won the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. We also have a category for businesses with over 51 employees as Business Leader of the Year. And the CEO of Catapult Technology, Randy Slager, won that. The Rising Business Leader of the Year was Chelsea Nichols. And that category is for young leaders, not necessarily age, but somebody who is not yet running a business. And they, you know, and so it could be an employee of a business, but somebody who, you know, has those traits. And we really want to encourage that. Also, we have Leadership Business of the Year categories for up to 50 employees, over 50 employees, and also a category for outside D.C. area. So this is primarily the D.C. area awards, but we recognize also that there's some businesses who do business with this market as well. So the winner of the Leadership Business of the Year for up to 50 employees was Encore Path. The Leadership Business of the Year for over 50 employees was High Performance Technologies Incorporated. And Leadership Business of the Year, there was a tie, Murphy Law Firm and Video Horizons. And so we want to thank those businesses for applying, congratulate them on winning last year, and also encourage you to nominate someone for this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. Whether you have 2 employees or 600 employees, we got applications from all sizes of business, and it's not about you know, how small you are and entrepreneurial you are or how big you are. It's about the quality of your answers to a set of questions on leadership. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I've enjoyed being with you on Leaders Portfolio. I enjoy talking to CEOs each week, thanking these sponsors: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn, all here sponsoring leadership on Leaders Portfolio. I want to thank our senior producer, Dr. Olers, production team, Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, Daisy, and Eric. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. I'm Dr. Blacksmith.